Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
They're on.
Oh.
You gotta turn yours down.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Damn, players.
I was literally talking about that today.
There's the heads up.
Like, they are so hot.
Hot.
Powerful. Can one of you guys talk?
Yeah. Okay. I can say a lot of stuff.
We can say whatever. Well, can't say whatever we want.
I was gonna say, I got my finger on F8. Go for it, Ted.
Let's fucking do it.
Oh, man.
Oh. Good day. You are listening to a podcast, but this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha.
The podcast starts.
You better wear a helmet now.
Woo. The podcast, episode 247. What's up with your boy, the Ted Smith? I'll be the host of this here podcast, greatest podcast on all the land.
All the land.
To the left of me, he's always here. Well, actually, he's to the right of me, and he's always here unless he's somewhere in Southeast Asia on two wheels. He goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
The Venezuelan Bolivar continues to drop relative to the U.S. dollar as both governments face a shutdown. Riots, looting, and chaos have sent oil prices at the world's fifth largest producer plummeting towards record lows. Here's the podcast, dropped dramatically last week on news of an Arctic blast, swirling dark skies in Seattle, and the impending Valentine's Day holiday. Ted's been putting up numbers in the gym. Will shirtless summer be the summer of love? We'll find out at 6.
Back there on the wheels of steel, getting the studio all set up. And of course, it's a shirtless summer every summer for Matt. MCTP, Matt Cobb, the producer. What's up, Matt?
What's up, Ted? I also do sleeveless winters most of the time.
Not I know, look at you. You doubled up today. It's cold, folks. It's cold.
Pretty goddamn cold out there. And yeah, so I just decided I'd throw an extra layer on for my walk to the gym. Now that I actually like walk every day, it's like, there's a little more value in the long sleeve.
What do you think about, do you prefer to be hot or cold?
Oh, I like being cold way better.
The only reason I'll take cold sometimes, I'm just thinking about like going to sleep and stuff. Just when it's hot and it's just miserable in your room,
Yep. You
can put a fan on, but that's hard to sleep. At least when it's cold, I can put on the heat. I mean, even, I don't know, maybe you sleep in a pair of sweatpants one night because it's really chilly.
Yeah.
Dude, I was cold guy my whole life. I was a human furnace. Everyone I dated would say that. Now I've switched. For whatever reason, I was warm-blooded. Now I'm cold-blooded, i.e. I don't like being too cold. I like being too warm. So, yeah, I've seen it from both sides. And honestly, generating your own heat is a good life to live. But I'm no longer that guy. So I'm wearing thermal pants right now, thick sweater, whatever. Like, yeah, I wear like three coats in Seattle.
Yeah, and like... Matt, you can help me on this. I don't know if this is true or not, but I swear to God, dropping some pounds, I feel like I'm colder more.
Definitely.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, it's always like, oh, it's insulation, but I'm like, God damn it, is it actually insulation?
Yeah, well, think of how long it takes to cook a turkey. And
yeah.
It's going to depend on how big that turkey is, right? Because it's thick. I mean, it's, you know, you have to get through that. The heat has to pass through that flesh, that tissue.
Yeah.
That's why, like, fat people can last longer in saunas.
Oh, really?
Because it protects their internal organs. I mean, I don't know that that's true. That's just from what I've seen in my life. Like, people can just, they can stay in there forever. Because, like, you know, your internal, your important stuff is not getting heated up to the point where your body's sounding the alarm. You know, it's got to go through all that tissue. Think of microwaving something, putting something in the oven, whatever. You know, at a certain point, like, that's just a physics.
Yeah. Well, and I live on the ground floor. It's been cold in there.
Yeah, I bet.
I shouldn't say that. The rest of the country is in actual frigid temperatures.
Yeah, we're in a temperate zone.
In the sun today, like, if you don't live in Seattle, sorry. But like today, when we're taping this Tuesday, it was gorgeous all day. It was like 50, like low 50s and sunny.
Yep, clear.
Awesome
and cool.
Sunset on the drive over here.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's just because the sun was out or whatever, but all day I was just like, I would like to just go sit in the sun and drink beers right now. Right? I was like, maybe by a fire.
It's calling me.
I like Quality Athletics or something. I'm all day I've been like, where can I go and sit by a fire in the city?
Dude, it's so funny. Literally, right before I came in here, I told my coworker, I was like, you know what, man? I just feel like smoking a joint before this podcast. Rare out of me, but that's what I'm feeling. Same type of thing. We had that energy. No, I didn't.
Yeah. Right. And I haven't had a beer. I don't know what it was, but yeah. Like,
that energy was
around
out
1
there,
o'clock.
Man.
It was a good day, but around 1 o'clock, I was just like, I could blow this off right now.
Yeah, yeah,
just go get some beer.
Easily walk away from it all.
Yeah.
I love those memes like he's willing to risk it all.
Oh, about the girls?
Yeah, when it's like.
Yes. Like that look in his eye, you know he's thinking about risking it all.
Yeah, like there's a good one of Bill Clinton sitting next to Hillary, but looking at I want to say like Selena Gomez or Ariana Grande. Bill's thinking about risking it all.
I've seen a funny one, too, that I want to say it was LeBron on the bench, and there is, like, this smoke show behind him. Now, granted, he's on the bench. He's intense on the game, but it's like he won't turn around, and people are like, he knows better. Like, he is not turning around to look at that smoke show.
He knows there's cameras on him.
Yeah, right?
He's used to that life.
Oh, yeah. Dude, yeah, I never even thought about that. Like, I'm sure you get just chewed out. You know, when you get home, because I bet his girl watches some of the games and whatnot, or her friends.
Or she's there.
Yeah, dude, I didn't think about that part of the life. He's got to be so disciplined.
If he looked, it would have gone viral, and everyone would have just seen that. Like, it already went viral, even when he, like, stood strong against it.
Right, and then people were, like, making fun of him, like, he can't look. He's not going to risk it all. It's like, damn.
Like, talk about being under a microscope, huh?
Yeah, I don't blame him, though. I wouldn't turn around. And isn't that the thing, too? Like, if you ever... I got to keep prefacing this. Just sometimes women are attractive and you're going to take a peek. But I feel like in my head, if I don't just glance at somebody walking by, if I just sit there and go, don't look. And then when you do look, somebody's going to catch you.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's like nobody ever, like, what's the thing in football, right? Like, no, the flag never comes out for the guy that did the shoving. It's when you shove, whoever retaliates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard two theories on that for women. So I've heard that if a girl doesn't look at you, like if she looks away intentionally, then she thinks you're attractive when you walk by each other. Or I've heard, yeah.
I think it's the opposite.
I don't know. I would love to hear, honestly, from listeners, anybody who knows, maybe Nori can enlighten us. But yeah, so you think it's the opposite? You think they'll just stare you down and they're not nervous?
To me, if I walk by a woman and she's like, I can tell like she does not like want to look over at all. Like I think she's like sending out a sign like, no, like don't even look at me. Like, all right. Whereas, like, some women will look at you.
I'm saying the hardcore look away, too. Not just, like, kind of down or whatever. But
no. But, like,
yeah, look in the opposite.
Like,
way.
I take that as, like, all right. But, like, a lot of people, like, will look up at you and, you know, give them a smile or something, say hello. Mm. But, yeah, like, to me, if she's, like, consciously not looking at me, I just assume she's, like, yeah, no chance.
Yeah, so, like I was saying, I've read both ways on the internet. The other one was that, like, women will just, sorry, Matt, I fuck a dude if they're trying to take that down.
Nice.
So, I think it depends on how hungry she is. Have you seen Pitch Perfect?
No.
There's this character in it, and like she named her vagina like it's some guy's name, and she's like, yeah, like Marty wants to eat. Like going like, hit on dudes. Super funny.
Who's that, Rebel Wilson?
I don't know what her name is.
Yeah. She's pretty funny. Talented, could sing too.
Yeah. Wait, are you talking about like the blonde bigger chick or no?
Yeah.
No, it's not her. It's a different character. She's great in that movie.
All right. Yeah, I knew she was in that movie.
You know about that Anna Kendrick life, too.
Yeah.
That's a no for you? We have such different tastes in women. That's why I'm glad we're
Anna
friends.
Anna Kendrick, like, it's like if Katy Perry lost her boobs.
Shocked.
Sorry.
She is so much better looking than Katy Perry.
When Katy Perry had the black hair?
Dude, get out. Dude, I'm not even going here with you. Katy Perry, dude, are you serious?
Yeah.
Katy Perry, Anna Kendrick. I mean, you just want to talk about like natural beauty, talk about like, you know, bone structure, frame, whatever. Like, it's not even a debate. Katy Perry's not even on my radar. She's not even a top hundo. Not even a top,
not top 100?
200 for me.
God, yes. We have different taste.
We do.
Yeah.
It's a good thing we're friends, but man, Katy Perry over Anna Kendrick. That
I can't even square that.
Like, I've known you a long time. I can't even square that.
Really?
Jesus, dude.
Matt.
Have you seen Anna Kendrick? I feel like you don't know who I'm talking about.
I don't know.
I don't know for sure who Anna Kendrick is. I think it is, I'd take both.
No. You got to pick one,
you
gotta
dude. You got to pick a side,
okay.
Man.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying.
Empire or Rebellion,
if
bro.
It's who I'm thinking, I like them both. I definitely am a fan of Katy Perry, or was back in the day. I don't know what she's gone through a few different looks, I feel like, over the years.
Some weak looks.
Yeah, I know her.
Girl next door.
Yeah, no, definitely. Beautiful, definitely two hair. Very different vibes.
So you're saying they don't look anything alike when Katy Perry had black hair.
All right, here's what I will give you. Katy Perry looks better in that photo than other times that I've seen her.
They do look closer with that one.
Having met her, I will say she's got the crazy eyes.
Well, okay, so
you
remember,
don't get to that level without the crazy eyes. Anna Kendrick may too. I don't know.
But Cobb, you remember, you hung out with the last girl I dated, right? So she had black hair and black bangs.
Mm-hmm.
So she would get Katy Perry a lot, but then some people would go, you're going to look like Anna Kendrick too. So that's why I always connect.
They're just hitting on her, man.
Damn it.
They're just trying to steal her away. Yeah, that was no Mr. Kidding. Steal Your Girl coming in. You guys still together? So I thought.
It worked.
All right, G-Eazy.
Hey, man, I've been single for like 7 years, dude. I'm not talking shit, but...
I'm going with Katy Perry.
Attaboy, Mac!
Oh.
Attaboy!
You guys,
that one renewed
laughable.
It. The crazy eyes didn't discourage me one bit.
Laughably bad decisions. Laughably bad. Oh, man. Wow. All right, I gotta take this away.
You can have all the Anna Kendrick you want, huh?
Great.
That's all you. I like that Anna Kendrick somewhere is sitting around waiting for me to give her away. Like, well, it's going to hook up that Ted dude, but he thought Cobb would be more my speed.
Good, man. Good. More for you and me.
Oh, one day we're going to get in there.
Cobb, one time. All right.
Just
looking at those pictures, Cobb, one time, hear me out. You said that jobs come down to one word.
Enthusiasm.
Exactly.
I still believe that.
Exactly.
Wrote my college thesis on that.
Looking at those two pictures, I feel like there's going to be a lot more enthusiasm coming from Katy Perry.
That's fair.
And she likes ribs.
We're set.
Somebody hit up the men's room today and was like, man, that conversation about the ribs and condoms had me dying.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that, too.
Thrill kept trying to, he's like, dude, I think you said something about rib condoms. And Miles, actually, to his credit, was like, dude, that might have been something on your podcast. I was like, oh, yeah, we were talking about barbecue rib-flavored condoms last week. Like, I totally forgot about that.
I got a tweet about that. Too. Yeah, that's right. That was super fun.
Yeah. Yeah, mouth hugs, man. It's a weird world.
That's why I like
it. But it's same thing for guys, too, right? Like, there's a lot of dudes that think they're awesome at that for women, and they are not.
Yeah, I thought I was. And then, well, I mean, I think there's different girls have different tastes. I think there's a little bit of different techniques that you find, and, you know, yeah, so it's tough to say. I don't know that it's a one-size-fits-all thing, and I feel like it's a little bit more straightforward, literally, for girls.
I would say that in keeping with our year's theme, the most important piece of that is listening.
Thank you.
And learning.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like you feel their body, you kind of know what's going on, you can, you know...
That's the benefit of being in a relationship. You have more time to figure it out.
Yeah, that's I learned from a girl.
Yeah, women often say guys who have been in relationships are usually better in bed. Like, just when they, you know.
Here's the only piece of advice I'll give for anybody. It's just if something's wrong with your car, whatever it is, where do you check first?
Under the hood.
Correct. If you don't get that, ask your damn girlfriend.
Google image.
Right? I mean, that was the best piece of advice I got. It's like, you're concentrating in the wrong spots.
Well, dude, and Matt, as far as the enthusiasm thing, though, Matt, you know, I don't know that a whole relationship, the foundation of a relationship is built upon great jobs.
True.
Can we say mouth hugs? We're going to have to beep these out.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's true.
Trying to keep the guy employed, man. I don't work here. I don't report to nobody.
We weren't talking about relationships with these girls. We were just talking about, like, in general, and that was just my observation.
I couldn't date Katy Perry.
I'd marry Anna Kendrick right now.
Mouth hugs aren't relationship criteria for me.
All right, you know what? As long as we're talking about this, a friend of mine who has not been single in years, right? They're married, whatever. Their theory was if you went out with somebody you weren't that attracted to, but there was so much enthusiasm, would you stay with that person? And I was like, that would have to be like the best hug ever.
Wait, do you say not that attracted to them or not attracted to them?
Ooh.
Because I mean, personality can be pretty attractive, especially over the longer haul.
It is. And thank God for women, because I think they're much better at that than we are.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Right? Like, there's, you know, we talk about, you'll see super attractive women, like, that are with a guy that with a good personality. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I don't know. I feel like if you're not attracted to them, it's kind of hard.
If you're not, I'd say there's no chance. Attraction is a key, sexual attraction is a key part of a relationship. Mm-hmm. If there's a little bit and there's a little spark there and it can grow over time, I would say something is possible. I mean, grass grows through
that
concrete
enthusiasm
sidewalks.
Would help. Would it be sustained over the long haul?
Yeah, that was what I said.
Because it's a pretty common thing where, like, oh, you get a little more excitement and mouth hugs at the beginning, and then over time, you know, they kind of tail off. Like
the honeymoon phase.
That's not...
Right, that was kind of my point to this person. It's just like, I hear what you're saying, and I like the theory, but, like, I don't know. You know, saying, like, if you... Basically, like, if you had a booty call that you knew was just a booty call, and they were like, it could turn into something, like...
It doesn't.
All right, like I said, that person hasn't been single in years, so...
I have a suspicion of who it is, but I don't want to call them out.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure you can guess. Let's see. Matt, by the way, were people asking you about the gym and if you can wear earplugs or whatever?
No, I just was at the gym working with a client. I forget what I had to say to them, but... Yeah, I had something to say to a client that wasn't related to the workout. It was just like probably some inappropriate comment, right? Because like, and there was just like three, and like the music there, particularly at that moment, like was just god awful. One of my clients said something about like, this is not workout music. And like, we changed it. I went over and was like, can we get something else? But, you know, so it's like, the music at the gym isn't always the one time there's reggae on. Like it's not always workout jams, right? Like so, because other gyms do put more thought into the music and the atmosphere.
Yeah, my gym, like he's got like five like playlists that he runs through, and they're all up tempo.
Right.
Some of them are older songs, some of them are rap, some of them are rock, but they're all up tempo.
Right. This was not carefully curated gym music, but I was just standing there like, this has been a known thing. It's not the first time I've been like, can we change music? Like, it's a known thing. If you're going into my gym without headphones, like, I don't know. So there's like a few of them around, and I like noticed it because I didn't want to talk about mouth hugs or whatever with my client because they're around. That wasn't it, but you get what I'm saying.
So you noticed there was more people not
and
wearing
I,
headphones.
Yeah, there was like three, and I was like, I don't trust any of these motherfuckers. Like, and then I was like, but I trust Ted. He's the one person that doesn't wear headphones to the gym that I'm like, I trust him. I was like, I've known that guy for over 10 years now. Like,
yeah, if you see someone like running without headphones, you assume they're a serial killer for sure.
Yeah, so same thing in the gym. When I see people in there without headphones, it's like,
no.
Whoa, dude.
Oh, man, yeah. If I see somebody out on, like, a proper jog and, like, they're, like, putting in work, unless, like...
What if he's just doing intervals?
If they're not... Oh, dude, yeah. They need to have headphones. Otherwise, they're training either for revenge, okay?
That
can come in a lot of forms. Or they're training to hurt somebody.
Or both.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe my revenge is to hurt.
Yeah. Well, for some people, it can be like a weird, like, I need to get a great body because my ex broke up with me and whatever, go to the next level, you know? Like, one of my friends has this thing, I'm not going to say his name, but he called it the Summer of Rage. And he had, like, he was dating out of his league, clearly, which, you know, more credit to him. I think we've all been there. And, then, like, she broke things off. We all saw it coming. And so he just went into this summer and he just trained like crazy and got in super good shape, basically to spite her. And so, you know, he probably didn't wear headphones. That's my point.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any chicks I'm trying to get. Like, I just want to get in better shape to live.
Yeah, I wasn't saying you're.
I'm trying. Well, now I'm running through my body. Like, I don't have anybody to spite anymore.
Yeah, I don't think you have that chip on your shoulder.
Ted's the only guy that I know well enough to be like, it's not a concern. And it's also because of how goddamn social he is. Like, It makes
that,
sense.
Now, see, that's the only problem I have, is that my gym, again, is not that big. So sometimes when I'm on like the elliptical, like I have to fight the urge. It'll just be like a dude training somebody else, and they'll just be talking about something that you know, like I want to jump in there. Talking about like tailgating or something, and I'm just like, oh, but I'm like, don't jump in their conversation.
Right, but you have the option to pick your spots and make it a social environment, and I think that makes you like the gym more.
Yeah.
Because of that connection, and like you do talk to people. Just, you don't jump in every single time you have something, which is probably smart. Yeah. But,
Know me, I'd have something on everything.
Dude, yeah, I fight that in real life, too. Like, standing behind people in line or whatever, and you're just like, well,
I
actually.
I fight it here all the goddamn time on this podcast. I'm like, let him go.
I do it. You know what I do it the most is the elevator. Like, and you know what else, man? I know all right, so we're a few minutes in. I'm going to bring it back to food real quick. This is the worst habit I have. Is how somebody I don't know, they haven't said a word, they're not even looking up for the phone. So what'd you get for lunch?
Sushi, huh? Like, wow, this is a great conversation we're having.
Right? Somehow I always tie it back to the weather and like, well, like, and usually, I'd say 80% of the time, people are kind of receptive, like, oh, this guy's talking. Sometimes people are just like.
Yeah, some people are really not into small talk.
But that's what I'm saying, like, that's an art. Because if I try and talk to someone about the weather or what they ate, I sound completely disinterested and like off in la la land. Like I'm just trying to go through the motions of being polite. Like I do not do that well. You do. I've seen it, and I'm like, God damn, what a cool skill. And
I agree.
You know, when I do engage with people, I'm a lot more. I kind of take after like stuff that I picked up on from Cobb more. It just works better. Like just like. Asking questions that like people get the other person talking is always my thing.
A lot of open-ended questions.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I guess that's a similar thing, but just the kind of the topics that I see you go to, like food and what, it's like, wow, he is really good at that. I need to have something bigger, more specific to kind of latch onto. Otherwise, I'm just like, cool, see you later. And like... Well, hightail out of there. Yeah.
I think part of it too is like people always hate on like I hate small talk or this and that. Like it's not intelligent or this or that. It's like, well, yeah, but also like I'm good at it. Like it's also like I don't know this person. What do you want me? I can hit them with some serious subject, but then we're never going to talk. Small talk is kind of the way you get into a more meaningful conversation. My view of it is,
dude, the same thing put a different way. I'm the same way. I like just starting a little conversation, seeing where it goes. But another way to think about it, another paradigm, if you will, is that. It's like a conversation can end up as like a campfire or a bonfire, but you have to start with a little spark and all those little, the small talk things, you're just looking to make a connection and get some air on that fire and some fuel on that fire and let it grow. Cause you don't know enough about the person to have an interesting conversation until you start with the little small talk. Maybe someone will make a little joke. You start to learn where they're from, where they went to school, whatever, do for a living, and that conversation kind of builds, and over time that fire starts to grow, and pretty soon you can have a great conversation. But I think it takes that little bit of back and forth to kind of like, you know, get the friction and get the sort of the fire burning up. So that's how I think of it now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, right? Like that's like the oldest, investigative trick in the world, right? Like you got a perp in the box, you let them sit in there for a while and get them talking about themselves. Like, most criminals will end up screwing up because they want to talk about themselves. Anyhow.
Just talking about talking.
Just talking about... What is that?
Bunch of dudes throwing rocks at some other rocks. That's what I was thinking about.
The metacast.
You don't want to go up there.
Talkception.
Talk about talking.
Talking about talking.
Let's see. I did go... I went to the grocery store yesterday, and because it is Super Bowl week, I bought a package of Little Smokies. Now, I don't know what I'm going to do with the Little Smokies, but, and I swear to God, man, I had proteins, fruits, veggies in my cart, but I still go down every aisle. So here's how my mind works. I'm in the aisle with like the string cheese and that kind of stuff, and I'm like, I like those. I eat too many of them. I can't have them, right? Yeah. It's like string cheese isn't terribly unhealthy, but if you're putting down four a night, it's not the point.
Yeah, everybody has different relationships with different foods. That's why we like to talk about red, yellow, and green light foods on an individual basis.
So I'm in that aisle, and then I walk by Little Smokies, like, oh, Little Smokies. And I was like, wait a minute, it's Super Bowl week. You better get those.
Goddamn right. Your nutrition coach is coming over.
Right? Like, I'm not even positive I'm going to eat them. Like, I got to get them. It's Super Bowl week.
Are we going to your house?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Cobb, you want to come by?
Is the Super Bowl on Sunday?
It is. Wow, I'm just having a small get-together with some city people.
Okay. Oh, you mean the Super Bowl's already here?
Yes.
Not Sunday is the day of the week that the Super Bowl's on?
Yeah.
Wow. The way you asked that.
No, that's crazy, man. Okay, yeah. Dude, I'll definitely come by. What time is it?
The game kicks off at like 3, I think.
3 o'clock. Okay. Yeah, cool.
We got Cobb out of the house on a Sunday. This is going to be an awesome time.
Damn, I just realized it's my birthday this week.
Oh, shit. When's your birthday?
I know.
Hey, dude. I don't know what day is today.
The 29th.
29th. It's on the 31st, so.
I knew it was coming up.
Oh, on Thursday. Dude, dope.
Damn.
Email at thepodcast.com.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that.
That's fun. Direct to the birthday boy's phone.
Yeah, don't feel obligated to text me. I usually go phone off for my birthday. I go low key.
That's smart.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know what we'll do this year.
Years ago, Cobb called me once. I've told this story, but he calls me. He goes, hey, man, what are you doing? I was like, I'm sitting at my mom's house, like back east. Like, what are you doing? He's like, nothing. I'm just by your house. Told me you want to get a drink. And I was like, dude, you know it's Christmas Eve, right? Because I think you were calling to say, like, happy birthday. Do you want to get a beer? And I was like, you know it's Christmas Eve, right?
Yeah, man.
That was before I started staying out here, though, and having a party.
Calendars and I have a weird relationship.
You know what's funny? I look at mine all the time.
So you're a very effective, like, hardworking guy that always has a lot going on a hectic schedule. What is your relationship with the calendar like? Because I suck at keeping one, and I'm also very busy.
I don't worry about it too much. I try to keep a lot of stuff off my calendar. That's the big thing. I don't make plans way into the future, and I really try to stay focused on whatever project I'm on. And I also feel like, I don't know, right now I pretty much work 7 days a week, and I think that helps when you don't really – that kind of is the cause and also helps. Is like you don't really know what day it is, so you're just like, all right, like another day working. So then it's like the exception when you're like – going to take a day to do something. You're like, oh, okay, it's Sunday or Wednesday or whatever. Like, I'm going to take the day off. And so that's when you kind of notice. So, yeah, I don't know, man. I think it would help if my conscientiousness was higher. It was when I was younger, but it's just gone down over time as I get more open and into art. So.
I do kind of miss working 7 days a week for that reason. It's just, like, simple. It wasn't always the longest days, but, yeah, when I was growing pot, it was just like, plants don't give a shit. Like,
what are you doing today? It's work.
Yeah. That would not fly right now.
Yeah, I do not miss it. I do not miss working 7 days a week.
Yeah.
I just did it I did it for the first like 10 years I worked.
Damn.
So I'm just like, right? My first job? Probably like the first 5 or 6 years. But it just got to a point where I was like, I want nights and weekends back.
Yeah. Sundays for chilling are the best. Like at least I always give myself Sunday evening, no matter what.
And Sundays too, man, like, Sunday's that day, right? Like, if you want to rage, you can still rage during the day on a Sunday. It's going to suck on Monday, right? But, like, you can. You have the day off. But, like, just the ability to chill or whatever, and it doesn't matter what time of year it is. I mean, I'm just one of those people. Like, you don't have to be religious, but, like, God took off on Sunday, dude. He's like, I made this bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the one thing I will say, you know, the only thing in defense of working on Sundays is in Seattle because the traffic's so bad. On Sunday mornings, you can get a ton done. So you can actually get places to get stuff.
Ooh.
But be done by like 2 or 3.
Yeah. And Matt and I were talking about this last week. Like, the older I get, like, especially when the weather's nice, there's some, like, I like getting up on Sundays. Like, don't get me wrong, I love sleeping in. But either Saturday or especially Sunday morning, like, the city's pretty quiet. And love just that. Get like an iced coffee and just kind of like take a stroll. Like, it's nice.
Yeah, man. Love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
Last week, though, I did the dirty. I went to Costco at 3:30 on a Sunday.
Ooh.
Brutal.
The only thing worse is IKEA. Second busiest IKEA in the country, Seattle.
What were you doing at Costco?
Picking up a bunch of food for a friend going through a tough time.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So,
speaking of, you guys were talking about healthy foods to buy earlier. Costco has a bunch of great bulk.
They really do. You can go in there and set yourself up for a while with some
they have everything.
Reasonable,
those
convenient
salmon fillets.
Stuff. Yeah. Also, I mean, they have healthy, like, packaged options that are great for on the go. I mean, when you get into packaged stuff, like, you're probably going to get a little bit more salt or sugar on one side of the equation with most of that stuff. And, like, it's not the end of the world if it's an improvement from where you're at. And, yeah, getting it in bulk makes it real easy for a lot of people. I love Costco.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's the first time I'd been in there in a while. Turkey pin. I was like, man.
Oh.
I was like, man, I should just do that on Sunday. I'll just go get a thing of turkey pinwheels and some shrimp.
Woo!
And then the Wing King, of course, is going to be making wings.
How are you getting to Costco? Oh, you're psyched prep for this Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The last Costco, I went with a friend. This Costco, maybe other friends will be around with a van.
I can take you to Costco in the van.
Well, thanks, bud.
Want to go Sunday morning?
Yeah.
Do you have a Costco card?
I do not. I thought you did.
No, I had a free one for 7 years because Hoag worked there, but he doesn't work there anymore. And I'm about to get another free one, but I don't want to talk about it on here.
All right.
But I'm like, not by Sunday, though.
Tyler has one if we want to turn this into like a carpool situation.
Yeah, we could.
I don't know what the whole deal is, but if we all meet up earlier, I can get started on the wings in your kitchen. I'll have time to go to Costco with you guys if you want, or you can leave me alone. I don't really care, but if we need a Costco trip, we're making a day out of it.
You guys want to talk about this after?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're only gonna have like five people. I don't need to go to Costco.
Focus. But
I was trying to just get into
tell myself that.
Yeah. Also, like, I was just pumped. I was like, dude, I could cater a party very easily.
Super Bowl week.
I'm just picturing
dude,
Chris, your brother's
be
like,
pumped listening to this.
Like, why are they not going to QFC?
He wouldn't know. He wouldn't know what a QFC is.
No, because we talked about QFC like 10 times over the last couple of casts because you were trying to decide which one to go to. Whatever. I live by that other one. So
you're right. Yeah. Kyle was right about the distance. My brother goes to Wegmans.
Wegmans, yeah,
yes.
Okay, people, nice little regional chain.
People swear by Wegmans.
Is that owned by Kroger or no? You know,
I don't know. I just know they have a bunch of weird.
Well, things. I swear by Fred Meyer. That's owned by Kroger.
Yeah,
yeah. There's Giant Eagle. There's Big Bear. There's a bunch of weird like regional players.
And these are all Kroger brands?
No. Okay. These are just like random regional grocery stores. Publix, obviously, for the my Florida people out there.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? HEB for those Texans in my life.
Very specific, but if you're in Baltimore, almost to Towson, there's Eddie's. There's a couple Eddie's. They have the best breakfast sandwiches you'll ever have.
I don't think I went to a single grocery store when I was in Baltimore.
Yeah. All right, I got to stop. Anyhow, I wanted to just say about the Super Bowl. Oh, that's what I want to do. I want to tell my favorite Super Bowl story ever. And it's not the saddest Papa Murphy story ever.
Oh, that's a good one.
But shout out to Papa Murphy's. I still got those coupons, man. We got to get some Papa Murphs.
Dude, they don't deliver to our area. We're in the vortex.
They don't deliver anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's Papa Murphy's. Take a bake.
I thought you were talking about Papa John's. Oh, yeah.
Classic mix.
Dude, the closest Papa Murphy's in the city has got to be like
West Seattle.
Kirkland. Yeah, West Seattle.
There's one on like, I think there's one in whatever. I used to go there in West Seattle. I did some commercials for me. They gave me some coupons. I have yet to cash them in. So you've heard the saddest Papa Murphy story, right? God damn, do you not? All right, so this is the same day. So I'm going to take you back a few years for Seattle people. Super Bowl Sunday. All right, the Seahawks are in. I still don't have a legal driver's license at this point, but I'm dating that girl in West Seattle. I said, hey, I'm taking your car, and I'm going to Papa Murphy's to get us a pizza, then I'm going over to the QFC. If you've ever been to West Seattle, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
This is the Katy Perry girl for those who are trying to get a visual.
Correct, right? So she was going to make something. So first I go to Papa Murphy's. It's Super Bowl Sunday. The Seahawks haven't, like this year they're going to win. People are pumped. There's a line of Papa Murphy's in the AM. I go in there, the guy's like, I'll take a medium, whatever. And the girl goes, for a dollar more, you get a large. And he goes, that's okay. I'll just take a medium. She goes, no, but it's just a dollar more, you can get the large. And he's like, that's okay, I'll just take the medium. She goes, you know what? Super Bowl Sunday, go Hawks. I'll just give you the large. And in front of this line of people, he has to go, it won't fit in my oven. So that's my sad story. And the poor girl, I mean, I felt terrible for the girl. She looked crushed. And I wanted to be like, no, you did the right thing. Like, you were just being nice to him. Right? So I'm already.
I will take the medium.
Yeah.
She's sitting there like, oh, your life situation has you concerned about a dollar. And he's like, no, it's actually a
bigger issue. And she's just like, right, everybody. Like, I had been to a KFC that day, and the guy gave us, like, or the day before, gave us, like, free chicken. People are just pumped. She just wanted him to have the large pizza.
Feeling it.
Yeah, take it, bake, enjoy the day. So then I go over to QFC, right? And it is swamped. It's like 10 a.m. Everybody's getting all the stuff. And I walk in there, and I'm going to bring it back to Little Smokies. I've never seen this before in my life. There's a guy by where the Little Smokies are, and he's just waving his hands, and he goes, folks, we are out of Little Smokies. We have none left.
Oh.
And I'm like, damn. Like, how many people came in here and, like, have been asking perpetually, like, where are the Little Smokies?
There's like a Little Smokies riot about to break out.
Yeah. So that's my favorite.
So you already got him.
That's why, maybe that's why I panicked last night and was like, I better fucking buy them.
Yeah, if you were smart move.
Yeah, if you were wondering what to do with them, you get those, like, the Pillsbury croissant things.
What?
You can do the little triangles.
Yeah, pigs in a blanket. Five. Of course.
Little Beecher's chi. What?
Yeah, well, you make them with Beecher's. That's the next level.
You know I'm about that
life. Is that what we're doing on Sunday?
I don't know. Sometimes I just go pretty cheap and chop up string cheese and just put a toothpick through a little weenie and a piece of string cheese.
Pretty legit.
Okay.
Then you go cold or warm?
Warm.
All right.
Yeah.
The cheese doesn't melt?
Not really. I don't know. They're cocktail weenies, man. Those can sit around for a while. People are still going to eat them.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, anyhow. So that reminded me of that. All right, let's see. I just love that story. That guy being like, sorry, folks. We are a little smoky.
Yeah. Ted is waving his hands overhead. For our listeners, it's just
so awesome.
Like a flagger.
Yeah, like air traffic control.
Yeah.
This guy's on the ground.
Yeah. And by the way, you've never seen somebody return from the store happier. Honey, you won't believe what I just saw. They were completely out of Little Smokey. She's just like, yeah, I don't care. Did you get the pizza? Yeah. Did you get the other stuff? Yeah, here you go. All right, Mr. Cobb, we got some emails in there.
There's just so many. Yeah. There's just a lot of jokes there, Ted. What's up, guys? I 100% support Matt's idea of a Fast and Furious museum. My old roommate and I. Yes. Dude, what the hell did we talk about on here?
You said what?
Build a museum.
Yeah.
I know. Just every time one of these comes up, I'm like, wow, did not even remember that at all. My old roommate and I have had a half bath in our old townhouse that we wanted a theme for. One night, after several beers, we drunkenly spent a couple hundred dollars on Amazon to make a Fast and Furious themed bathroom.
That's so cool!
Movie posters, die-cast cars, framed still from the movie, Corona bottle candles. It was glorious. Unfortunately, I don't have a picture, but thought I'd share. LARP on.
LARP on, dude. That is awesome.
That's so rad. Looks like we got two on the same thing. Okay. Dear gentlemen, regarding the new kit, the Sounders kit with the Zuli logo emblazoned on it. That Ted was against because he hates women. I think I know what the big issue is and why it looks better on rain jerseys. Both appear to be centered upon close examination. The front makes it look tilted or off-center on the men's kit because it doesn't stretch far enough across the jersey. It's nearly arm-to-arm on the women's, but not on the men's. The net effect is that it looks like there's more on the right side looking at it or the player's left. Oh, it probably means like weight-wise. Yeah, I think it's silly to be mad about the sponsors themselves, but they could have used a better graphic designer. Either a flat front or broader logo probably would have done it. I could also be full of shit, but hey, jersey aside, it's hard not to be excited about this season and the roster. Rock on, Christian.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. Like, I'm not mad about it. I just simply like I just don't like it. And that was kind of my point. It seemed like everybody was just pissed off that like if you don't like it, you hate women. Like,
right. All right. You didn't like the kit, and you were more pissed off that people were pissed off. With the implication of being that if you don't like the kit, you're sexist.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think he's right. I think it's about like the typography, the placement, and there's another word related to typography that I can't think of. Anyway, yeah, I think like the design aesthetic more than anything. First thing, I've been listening to you guys since episode one.
Whoa.
Nice.
Nice.
Hell, there was only like a dozen followers on Twitter when I hit the button.
Oh, cool.
Now into the real reason I'm sending this. For me, the sponsorship of Zulily and people's distaste for it breaks down into two camps. You don't like it aesthetically. That's fine. I really wish they'd use their old logo instead of the cursive one. Oh, Zulily's old logo. Two, you don't like it because you think you'll be viewed as weak or less manly because you're associated with a women's brand. This type of thinking doesn't help our culture see women as equals, keeps them as the weaker sex. I think the second reason is where most of the anger is coming from. I spent a lot of time reading the comments on the Sounder at Heart article, and a lot of them read as being sexist, not just disliking it because it's ugly. They hated it because it means they're less tough. Just want to throw that out there. Hope I didn't make this too long. Love your podcast. Always get excited when a notification pops up telling me there's a new episode. Keep up the good work. Listen and learn. Justin.
All right.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I don't know which Justin that is.
Yeah, me too. But when you were talking about that, I figured like there's got to be some idiots out there that are pissed off because it's feminine.
And I didn't go to the Sounder at Heart where all the like apparently the meaner comments were. So I missed that whole thing too. So that might explain why some of the ECS people were so defensive.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To the host of the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
For a couple of years, I've been driving to work past a tall white building that had a large tarp obscuring it from the street view. On the last cast, you mentioned that the McMenamin's Elks Temple is being renovated here in Tacoma. And sure enough, I look up, and that moment, I see those words right at the top of the newly exposed building. Maybe it's been uncovered for some time now, but in that moment, it was serendipitous. Needless to say, I'm looking forward to the project's completion. It's only a 10-minute walk from my apartment. Keep on producing some of the best podcast content in all the land.
All the land.
It's always a joy to see it in the feed. Best regards, Noble.
Noble, I'll tell you what, man. I'm going to be down there for sure. So if you live that close, like when I finally rent a room at that new one when it's not super booked, like maybe it'll just be this summer. Like, trust me. I'll let people know. Come on over. We'll drink beers there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Noble, that building is beautiful. And if you turn, obviously, you've seen that view. I mean, it looks out over all of Commencement Bay. You're on one of the highest points on the hill near Stadium High School. And then across the street from that, the old City Hall, also a beautiful building, built in like the 1890s. McMenamin's originally had a deal with the city to take that and also gut it and renovate the whole thing, but it became too big of a project. They were going to turn the jail into a bar, like the old, like,
jail. I've been misspeaking. I thought I'm wrong. I shouldn't say misspoken. I still thought they were buying the town hall.
They're two buildings directly across the street from each other. So
right.
I don't know where that project is at currently, but the last I had heard was that it was not going to happen. Now, as a corollary to that, I heard that the Seattle streetcar was shut down and it was stalled, but then they did a feasibility study and now Mayor Durkin has it back on. So things do come back. They may end up doing that building if capital markets permit, and it'd be pretty cool because the other bar they're going to do is in the old bell tower that looks out over the city. There's no clock. There may be a clock.
How do you know so much stuff, dude?
Dude, I worked like a block from there.
I know, but I love your information on buildings around town. Oh. It's
building.
It's the coolest.
Yeah. Both of them. And that bar, yeah, you know they throw a mean bar, so.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, I've always liked their pubs, but I am definitely a fan of McMenamin's. Like, I got to go stay at more of the hotels.
Hell yeah. I've never stayed at one of the hotels. I want to go to that Kennedy School one with the hot tub.
Where's that at?
I don't know. I just know that it's a giant hot tub that, like, the whole bar is a hot tub.
What?
I think it's in Oregon.
Oh, yeah. In Oregon? That makes sense.
Yeah, I think it might be. Is that the one in Bend?
I'm not sure, although I just weirdly got an invite to Bend.
It sounds to me like we could have a meetup at the one in Bothell and a meetup in the one in Tacoma.
Yeah, it's a hotel.
Oh, it's in Portland, the Kennedy one. Oh, yeah. Like, and I'm not saying necessarily it has to be like an official meetup. I'm just saying if I'm staying down there and guys like Noble live, especially for our South End people, like you live right there. Oh, you know what, Matt? I see what you're saying. That would help the North End people.
Yeah, because we always go back and forth with the locations. Like when we go to the North End, we could do that in Bothell. We could do that in Tacoma and like have something in the city at some point. That's like 3 years worth of meetups solved. We always struggle with it.
Boom.
Watch, we'll get to it and we'll forget. And we'll be like, where should we have the next one?
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Like October. You just applied the theme. Listen to where the people are at. Learn where the people are at.
So it's an official theme?
Where the people are at. I feel good about it.
I wrote it down a lot on this thing that I was doing for this book I'm reading.
It kind of
had me do an exercise about like five things I know about a bunch of different things. And I was like, because obviously I'm thinking about listening and learning, but it was like a bunch of different things and listen and learn and applied in them and was fresh in my mind. So I wrote it down multiple times.
Yeah.
I was ready to fight it and debate it, and honestly, it just feels right. You know, it feels like we got that mojo, that 2019 energy.
Yeah, I'm in.
Cool.
That's my plan either way.
I feel like, because it was kind of fun to be like, diligence! Like, and I feel like it's more of like a, listen, learn.
Like, yeah, not, and like I said, it's very personal for me. I'm just like, you know, like I can mark out like when big stuff's coming up in my life. So for whatever reason, this year's just kind of one of those years. Like, all right, I don't want to talk too much about it. It's personal stuff. But right, there's nothing.
It's a good theme.
There's nothing huge happening this year. So I was just like, God damn, I talk all
the
time.
We just had like a hype chant for last year's with the diligence.
Yeah.
But now it's like listen and learn. It doesn't, you know. So we'll bring up the ways that it applies in a different manner, probably.
Yeah.
Chants can be concocted. Shots of tequila, maybe a few beers on Sunday. Like,
it's just a
don't count us out yet.
All right,
it's not February. It's not official. People could still email.
It's just a more slightly kind of delicate, you know, message than diligence, which is like an easy aggressive yell. We still got all the land. Still got my yelling fix in here.
We could just do LNL.
Dude, we're gonna be chanting that at like a bar sometime. People are like, what are you chanting? Like, listen and learn, man.
That sounds too close to TTL, if you ask me. I don't want to infringe on my friend's chant.
Well, I invented both of them, so you're not infringing on anything.
Oh, that's fair. I don't know. I'll stick with the theme. We can figure out the chant over time.
All right. Any more emails in there, or can we check in with Matt?
That's it.
Hey, hey,
what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Matt means.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Check out with what's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Matt means.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Check out with what's Matt.
I started having a what's Matt reminder go off on my phone with notes that I keep throughout the week. I didn't take any notes this week. but yeah, it was fun. Oh, that's what I wanted to talk about. It actually happened today. I just put Blink-182 on, and then I listened, and the rock show came on, and I was reminded of that time that I talked about on an old podcast when I learned the bass parts to it and reworked the lyrics to be about this girl that I thought was hot, and then... You remember that one?
Yes.
And then I called her on the phone and I played it for her. And God damn, I thought about it earlier today and it still hurts to say the words out loud. But that was a thing that happened. And then that reminded me, I don't know if I shared the update on the podcast, but I thought it would be funny to go find her on Facebook and tell her about that and be like, hey, I know I did that thing. It was super weird, but we were talking about it on the podcast. It was pretty funny. My friends were busting my balls. And then she was no longer my Facebook friend when I looked.
Yeah.
She had accepted my friend request at one point. And then when I had a message send, it was like, add friend. I was like, never mind.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So
yeah, I had something I did when I was a kid. And I was like, for some reason, it popped into my head. I kind of forgot I had done it. And I was like, I should like get a hold of that person and apologize. But then I was talking to somebody else, and they were like, do you think that dude really needs that apology, or are you just bringing it up because you want to apologize? Like, is it worth reopening that wound for that guy? And I was like, good point.
Mm.
It has been like 30 years.
Yeah, like 30, that's like the statute of limitations has passed. Like, something happened 30 years ago, you can let it, it's on the person that went through it to figure out.
Right, it was like something that I did when I was like in third grade.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, I probably don't have to go back and find this person.
Right. It's not like, Billy Madison.
Oh, right.
He crosses his name off. Yeah, this weekend was cool. Let's see. Just relaxed on Friday, and Saturday was my grandpa's birthday, so I got to go see him and some family, or we were celebrating it. I don't even know when his exact birthday is, but that was really cool because I've been working with a lot of people in his age bracket at the gym. I have like 5 clients that are around the age of 80.
Centarians.
Huh? What?
Don't they call them centarians?
Centarians?
Septarians or something.
Septarians?
Like, there's some name for people who are in their 80s.
Oh, really?
Never mind. Sorry, continue.
Oh, okay. I thought centarian sounds like century, like that'd be people over 100.
Septarians?
Octarians?
I have no idea.
Like a teenager for people in their 80s? Cool sound. That'd be good for marketing. So if you think of it, let me know. Seniors is a broad term. But anyways, yeah, so obviously I get to be working with people in that age range. They got a lot to, I really have a lot of respect and like love getting their wisdom and insight and information and asking them questions while I'm helping them improve their health. It's a very cool give and take back and forth. They love the interactions and like we make some awesome progress. But all the time, I'm like, God damn, my grandpa's cool, and I don't get to see him that much because I'm so busy. And so I haven't seen him a ton lately, but I've been thinking about him a lot more with taking on that clientele. So it was fun to get out there and see him for his birthday. So that was that. And then...
Octogenarians.
Octogenarians?
Yeah.
Okay.
Generation 8.
Yeah, cool.
You like marketing that.
Yeah, that rolls off the tongue. Throw that in there.
Yeah. God damn. Never mind. All right. Yeah.
They're coming to get a pump on, not an English lesson.
Yeah, that won't be in the tagline.
It's French.
That's, yeah. Maybe deeper in the website, one of the second paragraphs or third paragraphs down. Just throw it in there subtly. Yeah, so that was mostly it. It was pretty relaxing weekend. Sunday, we went to the farmer's market. And yeah, that was that's always a good time. And yeah, the weather's just been great today. I was super fired up about it.
Yeah, and Saturday was beautiful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Saturday went for a great run. That's what it was.
All right.
Yeah, I had a great run on Saturday, which I don't. Running, you know, if you like it, great, more power to you. If you think it's the best way to lose weight, you're sorely mistaken. And if you're out of shape, it's a brutal form of exercise on your joints. I don't do it a ton, but I was thinking about how I'm glad I keep myself in shape so that when I want to go for a run because it's nice out and or I'm pissed off, like, it's just a great, like, therapeutic way to clear my head. I can, and it's, but I'm still sore the next day every time, and I think it was like a 3.5 mile run.
Yeah, so, I wonder about that too. I see people signing up for like 5Ks. So like, I don't really care, but there was like one couple I really like. So I was like, dude, maybe I'll go do that one with them, because I know they're gonna get drunk afterwards.
Okay.
And it's like a drinking, boozy Mardi Gras one. But then I was like, man, I haven't run in forever. I mean, I'm in the best shape I've been in years, but I haven't physically run. Like, I always do like ellipticals and stuff.
Okay.
So I'm like, I don't know if that trans like.
It's its own kind of workout. I mean,
yeah, I'm not sure I could do it right now.
Yeah, I feel like most sports really are pretty like siloed in terms of like, I don't know. I have to be doing something for a couple weeks to get good at it.
Yeah, there's a certain level of like adaptation that takes place that's like natural that you can get away with it and be fine. Obviously, people that like, if you overdo it, there's definitely a lot of overuse injuries that happen in the running community. Because it's pretty brutal on the body, and you need to counterbalance that with a lot of stuff if you're going to be running seriously in the gym. I have a guy that I trained for a while. He still uses the stuff I taught him, but he runs like 50 miles at a time and says like I helped him with that in some way. I mean, he was already running a bunch, but he just feels better, and it's like one of the coolest feathers in my cap as a trainer. But yeah, there's definitely a lot of stuff to take into mind with running, and it has like a lot of. People view it as like a simple weight loss thing, and it's like, whoa, the body, like, it is pretty tough. So I like to get that out there whenever possible. But I love running, and
that's
like,
true.
There's a certain level of healthy amounts that you can do it with time and work yourself into, and complement it with stuff in the gym where it's a great activity.
That's what I was gonna say. Is Teddy, you should just start with a short one, run a mile and a half, mile and a half, and see how you feel.
Yeah, I just always hated it.
Yeah, I totally understand why people, I like most, it, I totally understand why people hate it.
Yeah, like the most I ever ran was probably for that boxing match, but like if I have a choice between a treadmill or a Stairmaster, like throw me on the Stairmaster.
Oh yeah,
and most people hate that stuff, but I can do that for a while, but yeah, running, literally, it's just that one couple, I was just like, oh, Mardi Gras, like, I know they like to party, but then I was like, I'll just show up to the party.
Yeah, yeah, right?
I think you could do it. I think it'd be fun, like, you're the lightest you've been since you were how old?
Boy, like 14.
Right? We're down to 8 years old now.
Yeah, so exactly.
I mean, pretty soon we're going to be sliding into like below like sixth grade.
Yeah. So
and it's still 15, 20.
So that's, you know what I mean? Like that's, your experience of running now is going to be totally different than it has been for a really, really long time. And physically, you're in the best shape to be able to take it on. And you might find that a combination of those makes it not as bad, and you actually enjoy it, and you take that out for a mile trial run, and then you're like, damn, this is, I'll give this enough of a go to see, you know, train for that 5K and see how that goes, and then figure it out. But yeah, I'd say go for it.
Yeah, my new thing is just walking up and down Denny.
Can I give you one word that may change the game?
What's that?
Headphones.
All right, I think it's about that time.
Well played. Boop, doop, doop, boop, boop. Calm topic.
Calm topic. try not to endorse any sort of illicit, I guess it's illicit here, but any sort of federally illicit activity. But a friend of mine last night smoked a J and watched, and then I watched with them a movie that was really, really good. And I was expecting it to be terrible. And it was awesome. And so that movie was Pitch Perfect. I don't know if you guys have seen it, which is why I'm on an Anna Kendrick kick.
Why we reference it twice.
Yeah. But super funny. And I was literally crying laughing. And what was I going to say? Oh, so basically the cop topic this week is like, you know, what movie surprised you? Like was better than you expected it to be? You could do show if you're really reaching, but I'd like to hear movies because I'm looking to rack up a couple other good ones to see. So what movie kind of – and Sundance right now too. Sundance just happened last week. That's kind of the tie-in. So, yeah.
God, that's tough. I mean, you know me. I just don't watch a ton of movies.
Yeah, me neither.
So it's got to be, generally, if I watch a movie, like the last one I watched was that Netflix one on the Fire Festival, but I already knew that story.
Funny.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the last movie. Like,
it doesn't have to be the last one you saw. Just like one that you saw that impressed you a while ago, you know, that you're like, wow, that's a good movie. All right. Also, somebody emailed us to say, like, you need, I don't have the email address, so say it when you do your thing. And I don't know if they were being like, I don't know if they were saying they were annoyed because I say it every time or not, but email at thepodcast.com. I think they're being facetious.
May not get it because the email address is actually email at thepodcast.com. Yeah. They might think you're being like, email us at thepodcast.com. And it's like,
oh, good call.
What's the first part? What's before? It's like a who's on first type situation.
Dude, it totally is. Great call.
Email at thepodcast.com. Put that into the send or the send to.
And can't they just go to thepodcast.com and click on the link?
Yeah. There's a little form to fill out.
You renewed the thing?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I renew it every month, boys.
Wow. Commitment. Diligence.
God, I'm trying to think of, like, I just don't watch a ton of movies. I'm trying to think of a movie I watched. And I was like, yeah, that was good.
Mean Girls. I expected that to be good because everyone had told me it was good. I just hadn't seen it, and you know, when I watched it finally with my girlfriend, I was like, "Yeah, that was really good." And I never really doubted it. I had heard it. I think when I first saw that it came out, I was like, "What's this?" But it was really funny.
What? It's like the worst website ever.
Ours?
Yeah.
I haven't been on it. It's still up though, right? It has our picture.
She's up, man.
Isn't that a beardless Ted?
That's a beardless Ted. Beardless
I have a beard.
Cob.
It's just not thick, right?
Beardless Matt.
It's tough to tell. I would say probably beardless. No, you kind of do, dude. You do the opposite beard of me. You do the beard like on the bottom of your like neck right here, and I do just on my face, no neck. I didn't ever realize that till right now.
I try and the neck's the only part I really trim. That's how it grows in.
The majority of the shadow is right there.
Yeah, there's a lot of shadow happening because that's just how it grows in.
That's dope.
Yeah. Man, Cobb, sorry. Like you know me. This is like when we went to Burning Man. I was like, just stop asking me if I've seen it. I haven't seen that movie.
Yeah, that's all right.
Man.
Oh, that's actually a lie. It's a Netflix one. Go ahead, man. I got to look something up.
Oh, no. I was just thinking about some movies from childhood that I don't know how they'd hold up.
What do you got?
Well, Johnny Tsunami, Brink, and Meet the Deedles.
Nah, sound like the toughest lineup. One from childhood that I like, Talladega Nights. Or not Talladega Nights, Jesus. What's the one with Cole Trickle, Tom Cruise?
You're talking about Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder, thank you. Great movie.
All right, The After Party. That's a show I watched on, a movie I watched on Netflix that I loved. Now, granted, you should really like some rap music and get some of the references if you're going to watch this movie. And it is about a high school kid. So it's a little younger, but if you watch rap at all, like you'll love it. If you like rap, if you watch rap, Jesus. If you watch the raps when you're drinking your Miller Lights at the Taco Huts. But it's a great movie, dude. Had me dying laughing. I thought it was awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. And then basically I've had to tell other friends, some I work with, some we know, that have teenagers, that are teenagers. I go, hey, this movie's great. You might not like it. Have your teenager watch it.
Parenting tips with Ted.
Oh, I'm full of them.
That'd be a fun segment.
Parenting tips, Ted. Yeah, I know, right? Like, I don't know. Rub some whiskey on its gums. Like, first of all, nobody's been doing that for decades, and it's not because it's teething. I don't know. Yeah, I will tell you one parenting. Nah, you know what? I'm not gonna say nothing,
dude. Don't tease me like that.
What one?
I got a kid coming 20 years from now. I need to know this key tip.
I guess let him cry it out. When I was a babysitter, that's what the parents always told me. So I was like, cool. And then I had one parent that said, well, how long do they cry? And I was like, dude, it was like 3 or 4 hours. They were like, not that long. And I was like, you left me with an instruction. I followed it to a T. Now we know I'm low on the, right? I'm like 14. Like we all
I'm
know
expecting
the
tip over here.
Right, like I'm the bottom of the barrel. If you're calling me to babysit your children and basically like, we're going to go out. They shouldn't wake up. They should be fine. Just let them cry it out. Like, cool. Also, I should mention I'm blowing people's minds at work here, Cobb, with the rolling of the cuties. Before I open it, just get one peel.
Oh, you have? Nice.
Yes. And people are like, oh my God. Like,
those are in season right now.
To the point.
Or it's when I eat them.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
I've been going, I've been like walking around like, you want, because I they are in season, so I have a huge bag of like, you want to see how it's done? And people are like, oh my God, it's amazing.
Dude, I love it, man.
Yeah, and then one girl that works here, I didn't show her, she just heard it. She goes, me and my, like, she's a son, I think it's like fire. She's like, we were doing it all night. We couldn't hear it. You gotta listen closely.
Dude, yeah. What was the, like, there's weird things like that in life, like weird little skills or whatever. What the heck was the egg thing we were doing? We had like a bet on it.
Balancing it.
Oh, okay.
Right, that you could only balance it on the something.
Oh, yeah. It was like something related to the axis of the earth or something, right? Like you could only balance in the winter or summer or something
Like
that.
Yeah, equinox.
Oh, yeah. Dude, yeah, that's what it was. You could balance on equinox.
But then everybody kept doing it. And I was like, that one. All right, damn. So that's false.
Yeah. Still a fun one, though.
It is.
Fun to mess with people.
All right. Let's see. What else I got to get to? A new show, by the way, I've been watching is Trigger Warning with Killer Mike.
Oh, okay. I've seen that. I figured you would be.
Yeah. I'm on it, man. I was eating. That's why I went to Fat's Chicken and Waffles, man. Black Fridays. Ooh. As allies, as white people, we got to spend some money on black-owned businesses. So let's take back Black. Well, let's be allies in the taking back of Black Fridays.
All right.
Plus, you might be. You know, Fat's is great. I had a delicious meal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you never know. Plus, I bought a hat there. It's going to be a whole thing. I'm going to start eating. I found another soul food place I'm going to try to go to on Saturday.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, man. It's a
thing. What happened to Black Fridays?
Damn. I'm already off Black Fridays. I can't do it this week. Well, that's the thing that kind of sucked is I realized Killer Mike, when he did this show, like he was just trying to find like black-owned businesses in Athens, and it was tough. So I guess back in the day, there used to be a book called like the Green Book or something that they would, like, black people knew traveling through the South where they could go to help support a black business.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of the thing. It's like he was just breaking down, like, for the most part, like, white people, like, we'll keep our dollar once we get it within, like, the community for, like, a certain amount of days. Like, Asians do that. Jewish people do that. But when it comes to black people, it's like 6 hours. And then they're spending on something else.
Wow.
That's owned by another community.
Huh.
So his thing was just like, look, like, you know what I mean? Like, white people, you're here. Like, if you want to be an ally, like, just, he's like, go help, like go spend some money. And most of the, like not most, all the businesses he went to, they're like, yeah, we cater to black people, but like, it's not just for black people.
Right.
Like anybody can come in here and eat food.
Yeah.
It kind of struck me. I never thought about it that way.
Sounds like it'd be cool to have a Green Book app for 2019.
And you know what's funny? He was talking about it, but I think Jay-Z's already building one.
Oh, cool. I was like, somebody with more money and connections has to be working on that already. I would hope so.
I'm going to be honest with you. I did the shortcut. I just hit up my buddy Bobby. He's black and from PG County, and he lives in Seattle. And I was like, yo, Bobby, where should I go get some expensive money on a black business? He's like, here, here, and there. And I was like, thanks, Doc.
Cool. Send me that list.
Yeah. Pretty soon, I'm going to have a new sauce because I'm trying to. That's what I'll do on Friday. I'll spend some money on a black owned website and order us some Mambo sauce.
Mmm.
Mambo sauce.
It's a DC original. You're going to love it.
Okay.
Okay. So it wouldn't be here for Super Bowl Sunday.
Negative.
There's no time.
There's no time.
What if you ordered it right now?
I don't know. I'll look at it. I'll look at it tonight.
Yeah.
So, all right. Then the last thing I just want to say is you don't have to like football. Go to a party this weekend. It's a Super Bowl. It's an American tradition. Go have fun.
That's true.
There's a lot of stuff.
Great time to be with friends.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that goes on with the NFL or this and that that you might like, you might not like. But at the end of the day, it's still sports. It brings people together. And it's like, to me, that's like the American holiday we don't talk about is Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, and if you don't love sports, you love food. And if you don't love food, you love people. You know, there's something there for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And to be honest with you, this is going to be the last Sunday for months that you have a reason to show up a little hungover to work on Monday.
Yeah, and if you don't have people to meet up with, go to a local bar or something. Just be around people.
Like it's a day to get out and enjoy each other.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, there we go. There's episode. Oh man, I almost screwed that up. There's episode almost. 247 for FCTV for Cobb. I'm Pete Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere.
Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.